Good morning. It's a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, we speak early in the morning, and sometimes news breaks before we get a chance to ask you about it. And that happened yesterday. We're talking about Julian Assange being arrested, facing a charge in the 2010 U.S. leak, one count of conspiracy to hack a computer related to the downloading of U.S. secrets by Chelsea Manning. The single charge, says the Times, stems from what prosecutors say was his agreement to break a password to a classified United States government computer. The cast of characters around this is very interesting, including the president and Hillary Clinton.
Well, David, this could be the key to the whole Trump mystery. I mean, after all, we know that there was a Roger Stone involvement, and we know that the president said that there would be a dump and people would learn about it. And that's exactly what happened. And so all I know is that if I'm a federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, which is conducting this, and the guy is extradited, I'm going to see what he has to say about whether the president knew or not. Now, there are going to be people who want this guy to shut up, and the Southern District will want him to talk. If you were Donald Trump and he was coming and you had something to hide, and if it's a big if this guy had the key, it could really create a very dangerous situation for the minority elected president.
Now you have former FBI Director James Comey, Alan, saying he knew of no electronic surveillance aimed at the Trump campaign in 2016, which is, of course, what we've been hearing from U.S. Attorney General William Barr.
We have been hearing there was spying going on, just to clarify, to make sure everybody understands what we're saying here. Now, there are those like Nancy Pelosi who are saying this guy, Barr, is the attorney general for all of the United States, not the president's lawyer. And, of course, that is what the president has been criticizing his former AG, Jeff Sessions, for not being, quote, loyal enough. Well, that loyalty may just get Barr into tremendous amount of trouble. So along comes Comey now, and what is he saying? Well, I know of no spying. He didn't say, by the way, David, I read that article very carefully. He didn't say we weren't doing our job in other ways. We weren't following up on leads and we weren't doing investigations. He just said he knew of no spying. There's a big difference.
White House considered releasing migrants in sanctuary cities. Migrants, Alan, would have been sent to select cities represented by Democratic lawmakers. Proponents say the plan would send a message to politicians who didn't support the president's immigration policies. This first broke in the Washington Post.
Well, of course, it never happened. At least we don't think it happened. But sure, this was a plan that was floated. The White House knows it. People are talking. And that's the problem. You fire everybody. Somebody's going to be out there who's going to let other people know that something is amiss. And that is something that I believe that this president faces. But in any case, the idea was to get even with people like Nancy Pelosi by taking people at the southern border applying for admission to the United States, or people maybe that you just caught coming over, and throw them into these sanctuary cities where people say we're not going to prosecute in order to embarrass them. It was a stupid idea, of course, but it is the idea of desperate people who just can't think of enough ways to get even with their enemies. And when presidents of the United States try to get even with their enemies, the specter of dictators all over the world who get even, in quotes, with people emerges. The only difference is that some of these dictators kill their opponents. Here, these are silly plans to just embarrass them. Now, we don't know if one graduates into the other eventually. It's what I worry about.
Alan, the long battle with the issue of the Hudson River PCBs and cleaning it all up is now reinvigorated with the announcement by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James yesterday that they would file a legal challenge to the decision by the EPA to end the cleanup project, which was meant to remove PCB-laden waste from the river. The fight also set up between the EPA and the DEC in New York.
That's right. David, the people who are looking at this kind of thing say, hey, wait a second now, there's still lots of PCBs in the river. The job isn't over yet. The Republican EPA, of course, Pete Lopez, says they've done their job, but he, because he's a popular figure, by the way, says, if we find evidence, we'll be back. Well, why would you let them off the hook before the job was done? It's quite simple.
So, Alan, what about this story in the New York Times about New York State Republican Senator Kevin Parker?
Well, apparently people are agog. Now, Kevin Parker has gotten himself into a lot of trouble. He's been sent to anger management class. He's issued terrible things about Republicans and saying things about their longevity. He's had to apologize. Now he's mad at the new Senator Biagi because she has made it clear that she's not happy about what's in the budget and wants to say, but we know who they are, the senators who voted against her position. And this is, of course, an example of the famous circular firing squad. Andrew Cuomo came on our show and made it clear that he didn't think this kind of thing among Democrats was productive. It was going to hurt them, which is absolutely true. Nevertheless, as usual, Parker went too far, and everybody's talking about once more this guy who gets everybody furious couldn't stop himself.
By the way, Alan, what did you think of that shot of the black hole picture?
That's really quite something. Einstein said it. We knew they were there. Nevertheless, there were those who were determined to do it, and it took a lot of work by a lot of people, including the whole project was shown to us by a woman. And the reason I say that is that there have been those who say women aren't equipped to do science. Well, here's a perfect example of a major breakthrough and a major woman doing it, to say nothing going back in time to Madame Curie.
One WAMCer was quoted as saying it looked like a radioactive Cheerio.
Oh, really? Because I said chocolate donut.
I thought glazed donut. Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be back on Monday.